Now joined in the studio with us is Tushar. Hi Tushar, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, tell me just like a little bit about yourself, about your music, about the Tushar project and sort of how it all came to be.
Yeah, sure. Pretty much started in COVID, actually. A mate of mine lived probably like about 10 minutes away from me, and both of our previous band, I guess, projects were on hiatus. So I've always wanted to start like a surf indie pop sort of project. I just never really knew, I guess, how to take the first step. And me and Benny, my producer, we've always just had chats together about working together. And yeah, it wasn't until COVID that he told me where he lived, and I was like, oh, that's so close. Let's catch up for a session. And that whole year, I think we caught up every Monday and just wrote a different song every single week. And what you're hearing now is pretty much the outcome of our sessions together.
Huge. How many tracks did you end up writing together? Like, what was the total amount around about?
I think like the ones that we liked in total were probably about, I'd say, 35 tracks that we're into at the moment.
That's a good
The other
outcome.
ones we've kind of just scrapped or we've turned into a different song.
Yeah, amazing. And one of those tracks is called Peaches and Wine, which is your latest new single. Yeah, it's kind of described as being loosely based on a fictional character. Can you tell us a little bit about this track, Peaches and Wine, and how it came to be?
I guess essentially I wanted to try a different writing style and yeah, just thought outside the box. I've been watching that TV show You that has that, the main character who
Joe.
seems charming in person, but really he's got a dark past and, does a lot of dark things. And I just thought it was such an interesting way of, I guess, capturing a character like that in a song. My producer, he had this guitar riff that he sent to me while I was away. And it really stuck with me throughout the months that I was away in Central America. And when we got back, I just asked him if we could get the session up. I had this little idea. He was really on board with it. And yeah, we managed to just get the whole track done, again in one day, and it was so much fun. I'm actually so glad that it's out now.
Oh, amazing. And what exactly like is your general production process, songwriting process, song making process? Yeah, how does it, well, for the last 35 songs or however many there are, how did they, what was the process exactly, with, getting a song from the seeds that they were to now the final product?
I guess it's just varied from both of mine and Benny's inspirations. That's how they all kind of kick off. Some days we'll have an idea in our heads already. Other days it's kind of just merely we're just having a quick little half an hour jam to kick the day off, and whatever sort of sound we like the most, we kind of roll from there and start to develop a verse and a chorus. And we tend to challenge ourselves by, I guess, starting from 11 a.m. and finishing up at about 8 p.m. every
Yeah.
Monday that we work together, in the hopes that we'll get, the basis of a whole song finished, started and finished. From there, I guess we kind of accumulated enough songs to kind of put into an EP, which is what Arthur and Sadie, my debut EP, was. It was just a combination of a bunch of, I guess, indie tracks that we started with. And yeah, this next, tr I guess, next few songs that I'm putting out, including Peaches and Wine, it's going to be a combination of a sophomore EP that's going to come out later this year, and I'm so excited to share that with you guys as well. But yeah, I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, totally. Are you guys still meeting up every Monday to make music?
It's fortnightly now because we've got too
Okay.
much to sift through now. So we've now just given ourselves a little bit of a break just to kind of figure out what tracks we want to push on with.
That's a huge commitment
And that's, you
still.
know, that's a great place to be in, to be honest with you. I love the fact that we've managed to just continuously write together and, you know, have the same sort of mindset towards the Tushar goal, I guess, which is to essentially release a bunch of songs that we're happy with, but also have, you know, the right amount of content that we're happy to tour with when we're playing live and stuff as well. Yeah, I'm really excited for the future.
Yeah, amazing. So you guys play live together as well?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, I feel like that's such an incredible like commitment to be able to still be catching up weekly, fortnightly, whatever it may be, and just continuing to make music together. It's like creates a really nice little bubble of music, and then going on to be able to take that into a live show as well is a really cool thing, I think.
Yeah, it was great. I actually didn't really expect to be playing live because the project that I started this fall was just to kind of just keep songwriting and releasing and having a bit of fun with it. But I didn't actually think I'd be playing live. It wasn't until we got a bit of momentum online and our publishing company was telling us that, you know, there were a few people that would like to see us play live. And that's kind of how we got booked to go overseas to play at South By as well. So it was a bit of a, yeah, a bit of a crazy journey. I kind of had to form a band based on, I guess, a slight little demand that they wanted to see a live project.
Yeah, that's really exciting though. I guess like, you know, it's nice to know that people like your music so much that they really want to see it live.
Yeah, I'm extremely humbled. I guess coming into the scene quite early on, it's super humbling to hear people not only from Australia but overseas are like continuously finding out about me, resonating with my content, you know, hitting me up all the time. I love it. It's really nice because I enjoy writing. I always will, I think. But yeah, just to have that one person, you know, that it kind of changes their day if my song, you know, makes them happy or gets them dancing. I think, you know, that's really important and I love that.
Definitely. Cool. And you did mention a sophomore EP on the way. Can you tell me a little bit about this EP? What listeners can expect from the new Tushar music project?
I reckon this direction is going to be quite surf indie pop. A lot of groovy beats that I reckon people will be dancing to. I'm gonna probably be playing them live before they get released as well, because I love getting like an audience consensus of like how, you know, how they're taking to it, whether they're dancing or not. And sometimes that ultimately makes me decide on which track comes out next. But yeah, this EP is gonna be a really fun one. I'm super excited.
Awesome. And yeah, we mentioned your live show a little bit. And yeah, you did mention you played South by Southwest. You've played like a few several notable events and festivals along the way as well. What does your live show look like and sound like?
I'd say high energy. The guys that I have playing with me, they definitely help me with creating a high energy environment for people to just jump around, you know, belt the lyrics to the songs, and yeah, it's a really good vibe. I love it. I like to, I guess, create, you know, a safe and fun space for everyone as well. So I feel like a lot of the times during my set, I'm always checking in on the audience, making sure they're all good, and then yeah, continuing the show. But I feel like from start to finish, we always have the same energy, which is what I want.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, thanks so much for chatting about Peaches and Wine and the new EP, and we're really looking forward to hearing all about it. Where can people find you in terms of music, socials, all of that stuff? What have you got coming up in the near future, rest of the year? What's going on for you?
There's a lot. If you want to, you know, look me up on Spotify or Apple Music, I'm on all of those music platforms. Instagram is probably my main platform for social media if you ever want to contact me. I'm playing a show on the 19th of April in Adelaide. That's my only show at the moment. But I'm actually making the move to Melbourne for the next year. So
Huge.
I'll be in Nam for a while, and I reckon I'm going to get some shows while I'm over there as well. So stay tuned. I'm really excited.
Definitely, we'll see you there. We're about to play your new track called Peaches and Wine. Thank you so much for joining us on Sin tonight.
Oh, you guys are the best. Thank you so much for giving me the time.